Recently, It's About Time, Billy X, along with Emory Douglas, have been doing some travels, and I want to bring up Emory Douglas to let us know a little bit about those current events that are going on, if he doesn't mind. I just like to say he did all of the drawings in the Black Panther paper, and he's an icon, so let's give him a hand, you guys.
It's a pleasure to be here today and to honor comrade Lil Bobby Hutton, who was the very first member of the Black Panther Party. I will talk about my personal relationship with him, and then I'll go into some of the things that I've been involved in the travels. I met Lil Bobby early on in the party, around 1967, when I first came around the Black Panther Party. We all have a personal relationship with Lil Bobby, all of us who knew him. Lil Bobby was a giant of a young man. At the same time, he was a very human young man. He was just like other young people. He used to like to party, he used to go out and have fun, hang out with his homies in the neighborhood, and those kinds of things. I remember when Lil Bobby got arrested in Sacramento. When you were a youngster and you got arrested and you went to juvenile, usually for the same charge that an adult got arrested for, you did three or four times the amount of time in lockup. And Lil Bobby, when we got arrested, did about 6 months. And when he came out smiling. When he came back to the office, he was smiling. He was ready to roll. Lil Bobby was always, I remember the time when we were beginning to organize and develop the different structures and relationships to the Minister of Information Culture and all these different ministries and what have you. And it was thought at the time, it was said that, well, Lil Bobby, maybe he was still young, maybe should mature more before he give him his title. He came in and heard that. He said, what about me? He said, I've been in this party. I didn't sacrifice just like everybody else. And Lil Bobby was made the second treasurer of the Black Panther Party at that particular time. Lil Bobby, I remember to call Earl Anthony, who's Earl the Squirrel, who was an informant, come to find out in the party. And I remember one day early on when he used to come around, and nobody was aware of that. And I remember Lil Bobby and the four Tate brothers, and one day they had an envelope, and they gave this envelope to Earl Anthony. And then when he opened it up, it was a bullet in it. He didn't say, here, this is for you. It scared him to death. Because they had the insight to see what he was about. When we went to Sacramento, I remember we got the directors and the orders that we weren't going there for any shootouts or anything. We were going there to check out the legislature and what was going on in relationship to these laws that they were passing. The Mulford Law, which was the Panther Law, gun law, change the gun laws. So what happened after we had left and went to the filling station, and we were getting gas, and that was when all the police from everywhere swooped down on us. And they came down, first thing Lil Bobby said, he said, Bobby, we can take them. And Bobby said, no, we're here to take the arrest. So he was, he had courage. As a young man, he had courage. He was focused. He liked to have fun, have party. Like to do all those things. But when it came time to take care of the business, he took care of the business. That was what separated him from the rest of the youngsters that are running around. When he was time to deal with the business of the day, he did just that. So in that spirit is how I always remember Lil Bobby. In that spirit is how I always talk about Lil Bobby when I'm traveling around the world, which I have been fortunate enough to do of lately, and talking in the spirit of the Black Panther Party and the struggle that came out of during that time. There has been a great interest in the history and the artwork that was done during that period. In July of last year, I was invited to participate in Sydney, Australia, in the second Benally Art Festival, where they had artists from all over the world who came to participate. The whole city of Sydney was lit up with people from every part of the world that you could work on, South Africa, Italy, China, everywhere. And they all recognized, knew of the art. all were impressed by the exhibit that Billy had put together and they had curated from him that was on the island there where our exhibit was on Cockatoo Island, which is an island where you take these ferries every day, you go out and you this whole island, something like Treasure Island, is made into an exhibit along with all the other parts of the city. And you had these boats full of people every day, all day long, going to the island to see these exhibits. Met with the Aborigines, the brothers and sisters who were organizing there back in the day when we were organizing. They were surprised to see me because they say during that time they could not get in to leave their country and we couldn't get into Australia. So there was a very warm welcoming there. I'll be going back. They're working on it now to bring me back in to do some things with some of the brother artists and sisters there in September. There also was a lady there from New Zealand who has invited me to New Zealand, where I'll be going for about 6 weeks, 7 weeks in September and October to do some things there as related to the art, history, and what have you. Not only that, there's a major exhibit in the UK, that in England, in Manchester, at this art complex there. And the exhibit space is about 3-4 times bigger than this space. It's all floor, you can say the library. They did an amazing exhibit. They got part of it set up like a classroom with books connected to the desk. The books that we were reading during that particular time, so people could see the history. When you go in, you see this big one of the images they blew up. You see that it starts off with going into the history of the civil rights movement, with showing this video and audio before you even get into the exhibit. And you see these big pictures of the lynchings, and you hear the sounds of Malcolm, you hear the sounds of King, and they got Kennedy in there during that period being shot, assassinated. Then what happens, you go through this corridor and you see this quote and you see the little Bobby Hutton was the very first member who be murdered. Then you go into the exhibit, and then when you go into the exhibit, you see they got an exhibit that shows photographs of the historical documentation of the Black Panther Party integrated in with the art. Some of the art is as large and bigger wall size with smaller artwork printed on top. You got in certain areas of the exhibit, you can look at, pick up these microphones and earphones, and you can look at these audio screens, and you can get historical speeches, bits of historical speeches, and slide and audio and visuals of what was going on during that particular time throughout the whole exhibit. At the same time, you got these quotes on the wall from Huey, Bobby, Kathleen, all Panthers during that time. You got a film room where you can just sit and you can look at films on what was going on here during that particular time. So the exhibit is very powerful, very powerful. You had people coming in all day long to this exhibit. Had a dialogue with this brother who was a well-known actor there, who they set up and we had a dialogue and discussion about that period in time. Once I left Manchester, me and Billy were there for about 6 days, along with my daughter, went on this trip with me this time. And when we went from there, we went to England. When we got to England, I did a presentation at the London School of Economics, Nelson Mandela had spoke at. I did an art presentation there that was very successful. Me and Billy together did a thing at the Parliament in the committee room. Yes, we did it with the well-known what's his name, the guy brother there. He's part of Parliament. Well, anyway, this guy here, he was the first one to speak out against the war in Iraq in England, George Galloway. He recently tried to go to Canada, and they wouldn't allow him into Canada, even though he's a part of Parliament, because he was supportive of, he was against what was going on in the Middle East, and they tried to send supplies into the into the Middle East. So they wouldn't allow him to go into Canada recently. So we did it in Parliament. We had this activist groups and organizations who took us around, young guy named Sukant. I believe he's from the Middle East, Pakistan, somewhere. They had coordinated with other organizations to set up these this whole trip for us, where we went to all the major areas in London. We went to Brixton, which is the area where the Black Panther Party in England existed, and showed us all around that area. Very well received. We went to Nottingham. Is that called Nottingham? What's it called?
Nottingham.
Yeah. Nottingham, this is where they had a big festival each year. Over 100,000 people come out to this festival in this particular neighborhood each year. And we did a thing there. We went to Brighton, which is out by the ocean, tropical area where a lot of activists went on there. We also went to,
Ireland.
Ireland. But while we were there, we also went to, when we first got there, where is that? We went to the mosque. What was it? The Sheikh Mosque.
Yeah.
We went to the Sheikh Mosque and had, and first time I ever been to the Sheikh Mosque. And the whole bit, we had to take off our hats and put on the turban to go into the thing. The men had to go one way, women had to go on another. And we went in and ate breakfast that day with them. And they always have free food for the people who come in. All day long, they have free food. Anybody can come in and eat. And so we went there to that. We were involved, and then from there we went to Ireland. We met with Sinn Féin and IRA while we were in Ireland. They received us very well. They were glad to see us. They knew about they knew about the history of the party. They were glad to receive us there. They threw the big celebration for us that evening at one of the halls there. And we met with Bernadette. Is that her name, Bernadette Dublin?
Yeah.
Dublin came down, and we met with her. And all the rest of them, they took us to the museum there, showed us around there. The museum is the history of what was going on and what their struggle was about. So after that, I think Billy had to leave. From there, I carried on and went to Germany. I went to Germany I went to Cologne, Germany, because I had been invited there because of a presentation I had did at the Art Academy here on the his art. And the teacher there also taught over there in Germany, in Cologne, at the Ludwig Museum. This is a big, like the Getty Museum. But what was happening, they were doing the thing on the 1968 in San Francisco. And they wanted to use, they used some of my art in that, integrated into that exhibit that they had there. So I went there to do a presentation. It's only about 2 or 3 hours, it was only about a 45-minute flight from England. But, you know, when I talk about the art, I always talk about it. I show the art, what was going on in the Middle East when we talk about Moshe Dayan and the Hitler and all these kind of stuff. But when I got on there, did my presentation, I forgot I was in Germany. And I'm up there talking about the Jews and what went on in historically in relationship to Zionists and how it had been hijacked. And it got just so quiet in there, I couldn't understand. I didn't realize it. I said, okay. Then I started talking about some of the things where I equated Nixon to Hitler. And they still got quiet. Then it was after when they had the reception out there. It was a brother there from New York who taught there, and he didn't tell me directly. He said, look, he said, you know, your presentation was good, but you had to, perhaps you maybe need to explain it a little bit more. But he never said anything beyond that. But what happened, you had this young Jew, progressive Jew, was with the elders over there. And he came up to me, he said, you know, I'm a young guy, and I'm an activist, and I do all this. He said, but the older folks here maybe don't understand about what you're talking about when you talk about the Middle East. They don't like that. I said, well, we're not opposed to Israel. Well, we're opposed to a Zionist. You know, I said, we tried to go to the Middle East. We tried to go to Israel, but they wouldn't let us in when we went to Palestine, when you were in Newton, went to the Middle East. And he said, oh, okay. And then after it was all over, we was outside. And when it was all over, we was outside, and the group of them was standing together. And I could hear him saying that, because he must have told him that I had we had tried, we were supposed to Israel. I could hear the old guy saying, oh, yeah, they must have been dealing with them activists over there, in Israel. So when I got ready to leave, and I said goodbye, they gave me a stare that kind of psychologically, if I would have been getting out, I'd have been looking over my shoulder for the rest of the time I was there. But other than that, it was received well. The young people there was received well. You got a lot of people interested in the history, in the art. You got scholars, you got students, high school students all across the globe who are always emailing, want to know about this history, or they're doing some kind of paper and they want to use a particular image in the context of telling the story of about the history and what have you. It's been very well received wherever we've gone all over the globe. And in that spirit, it always have images in there that deals with the Mumia, have images in there that deal with the Angola 3, have the poster in there that deals with the SF-8, have the artwork, the original artwork, with the actual poster right next to it so they can see it. There's also some audio and video included in the exhibit. So the exhibit is it's not just an art exhibit, it's an educational exhibit about the history during that period. And there's been not only that, there were young people there in Manchester who are from the inner cities there, who they got a program Urbis, where the exhibit is. It's where the youngsters come in and they do artwork to develop their self-esteem. And I did a project with them called a mentor's class with them for a master's class with them in August, and I went back in October for the exhibit, whereas they did artwork that reflected their spirit of overcoming these obstacles that they had to deal with in the community. They also have there where these youngsters did a manifesto. The young ladies and the young men each did a manifesto that dealt with the issues of concern in their community that they want to overcome. They wrote these manifestos up, and they took them out to the stores in the neighborhood, and they plastered them up on the walls in the stores to support them. Where in the manifesto talk about ending drugs in our community, ending the violence, all the same things you have here, you have there. We even did a neighborhood community where a young man had just been murdered in the neighborhood, 14 years old, going through the park. You see? And these youngsters are talking about these issues. So you got some of the same, you got more of those knifings and stabbings and stuff going over there, but you got a lot of the other things going on, police abuse and terror going on over there as you have here. It's a worldwide thing. So the inner city, the people in the neighborhood, the grassroots, they could identify with this artwork and they could identify with the history. So that's all I want to say. I'll bow to you.
All right, let's give Emory Douglas a hand. He's still continuing to do the work. Okay, that's how would he know it would be well received till he got to Germany. I would have thought not. Next, I want to bring up Bridget, who's one of our sculptors. She's going to come up and tell you a little bit about the head and what's going on. She also went to San Jose, I believe, and saw the other statue, which ours will be looking just like. So here she is, Bridget Goodman. Thank you.